Almost all of us have access to internet, good education, a lot of exposure, and a lot of knowledge about what's happening throughout the world. And sometimes this excessive knowledge and access to information can give us a lot of pressure, stress, and anxiety. When I entered college, I had only heard the words anxiety. I never really thought that it's an actual thing. I used to hear a lot of people say that I get very anxious, I'd overthink, and I used to look at them and say that how is this even a problem? Even I think, I never felt anything bad about thinking, I never get anxious. I thought that anxiety is not a real thing. And when I was in my second year, some things happened to me which exposed me to the world of anxiety, which exposed me to the world of overthinking and stress. And it was at that point in my third year that I realized that something was wrong and I needed to fix this. And anxiety is a serious thing. And this podcast is not the solution to anxiety. If you are suffering from chronic anxiety, I would recommend you to speak to your parents. Or if you need any sort of help or any professional help, you should go and seek it out. But this is just me trying to give you some tips so that you can lessen or reduce the effect of anxiety on your body and your mind and your spirit. Because anxiety is a real issue, overthinking is genuinely a real issue, and a lot of people are suffering from it. Most of them do not recognize it, but a lot of them are getting extremely pressurized by the effects of anxiety on their body and on their mind. And it not only affects their own performance, it also affects the people around them. I had a very severe case of anxiety, and this was the first time I was experiencing it, so it was very difficult for me to overcome it. But I had to spend a lot of time to understand a lot of things and understand a lot about my thoughts and myself. A lot of things went bad, but in the end, I'm happy that I went through it because it only because of those experiences that I have understood how I actually function. And I want you all to help yourself, talk to your parents, get professional help, and use this podcast as an addition to your normal help and live a happier and healthier life. So, without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 8 of Take It Easy. Is not at all a small topic. It's something that varies from person to person. I can never fully explain or solve it for you just through an audio episode. And we're not going to even talk about the effects of anxiety right now itself, because I want to take time taking you to the level of thought that I am at right now. So we'll begin with the most primary ingredient, thoughts. And there are two kinds of thoughts. You can instantly know if they are positive or negative. Negative thoughts make you feel weak. You feel like your legs are not fast enough. There's some sort of slight acidic chemical being produced in your chest area. You feel uncomfortable sleeping. Positive thoughts, on the other hand, make you feel elevated, joyful, thankful, motivated. Before you can fix how you think, you need to understand what exactly are you feeling. You cannot truly fix yourself unless you know what's happening. The problem is that we are so busy chasing grades, jobs, medals, pictures, likes that we ignore what's happening inside of us. And soon, with time, our body adapts itself to overthinking and negative thoughts, and we soon make it a habit to think in that certain direction. Now, the interesting part is that anxiety and overthinking is because of triggers. And these triggers vary from person to person. You might know a friend who never gets worried about grades or exams. He might even fail, but he still wouldn't stress. However, there's a possibility that if his laptop suddenly gets stolen, he will get extremely stressed about it. He will overthink about it throughout the week. His grades might not be a trigger for him, but his laptop is. There are some people who are extremely stressed about what they wear for a party. I have friends like that. They feel anxious if something drops on their dress. That's because their clothes are their triggers, and there is nothing wrong about that. Everyone has their own special triggers. It's great if you haven't got anxiety because this means you have less triggers. However, there are cases where you might have triggers in your own environment which lead to your anxiety. You can have any trigger. Your health, your parents' health, your career, your grades, your clothes, your face, your personality, even the slightest risk can trigger your anxiety. And that's exactly where things begin to spiral. Overthinking can be of many types. It can be you thinking what could happen if this happens. You could be assuming that something negative is going to happen, or you could be thinking about something that happened in the past. Therefore, there are two kinds of overthinking. The first one is overthinking about the past. You could be missing your home, someone you lost, your old golden days, or anything that has been changed today. And the second one is thinking about the future. I'm not saying that thinking about the future is bad. I think it's very important to align yourself with what your future goals and dreams are. However, people often forget what it's like to think about their future goals and dreams. They work hard, they stress harder, and they feel anxious, and they think that this is them caring about their future. That is far away from the actual truth. When we actually think about our goals and dreams and the things we want to buy and the places we want to go, we never feel stressed. They are genuinely the best stress busters. People are not thinking about their goals and dreams. They are thinking about what will happen if they do not achieve their goals and dreams. And there's a difference. They are thinking about what will people say if they do not achieve their goals and dreams. They are thinking about surprise obstacles or unexpected problems on their way. What if this happens? What if I make an error and that happens? These are the thoughts that make you anxious. People think that they are caring about achieving their goals, but in reality, all they are doing is imagining how it would be if they never achieve those goals. These are not positive thoughts and they don't make you feel good. People have been suffering for anxiety for years and they have stopped realizing that this is not the way to live. If you're new to overthinking and anxiety, you might have noticed that if you talk about your overthinking with your seniors or parents or some of your friends, they will say that, yeah, dude, that happens to me all the time. I overthink all the time. And you'll say, but dude, I can't sleep peacefully at night. To which they will reply, yeah, so what? I haven't got a nice sleep since my first semester. I don't even remember the last time I had nice sleep. Do not fall for that. These people have adapted to a lifestyle that is under anxiety and stress. And I hope that they fix themselves as soon as possible. But overthinking and anxiety is not normal. And if you're at a point where you can actually feel that you're actually thinking more than required, or you're not feeling comfortable, you need to change right now. We are meant to enjoy the world around us, guys. Have amazing conversations, listen to great music, and at the end of the day, when we are tired, sleep without any worry. But why should anyone avoid anxiety at all? I mean, what's the harm in stressing out or worrying about a future? I mean, sleep deprivation isn't that big of a deal, right? Well, I'm here to tell you that there are a dozen more after effects of overthinking and stressing out. The most common ones, and these are the extreme ones that I experienced, they include chest pain, shoulder pain, numbness in your arms, shivering hands, feeling that your heart is beating too fast, feeling like your heart is falling down, not able to enjoy food, music, movies, not able to sleep. You feel a lump in your throat, you get breathless, you feel like you'll choke on your own saliva, you get panic attacks, you'll get anxiety attacks, the list goes on and on. And if you spend more and more time with anxiety, your body starts to give you more reactions. So all of these things become more frequent. Therefore, it is extremely important that you fix this habit of stressing out before it becomes a habit. You see, you will not get panic attacks or chest pain instantly as soon as you stress out. These come in after regular and consistent stress. In my case, it was after consistent stress for 2 to 3 months. After 3 months, my body said, no, I cannot take more stress. And then the attacks started. So you need to make sure that you do not stress beyond your natural capacity. You know, you need to understand that this is the maximum I should stress out and now I should pause. And if you've been stressing out about something for more than a month, I would recommend you not to. Because all of these things, 90% of these things exist in our minds. The problem is that when you fear an outcome, you don't just think about that outcome. you already assume and you feel as if that outcome has already taken place. And then you ask yourself that if this thing happens, what would happen to me? And then your body starts to chill. And then you automatically chain it to a series of events that would take place if that fictional scenario actually happened. And then you think so much that you begin to assume that your negative outcome has already taken place and you're already in a very serious situation and everyone is looking at you and you're in a serious problem and you already start feeling anxious about it as if the event has already taken place, without forgetting that the complete sole root of all these chain of thoughts was fiction. We forget that what we are thinking is fiction. It's not actually reality. So if you're always fearful about a certain outcome, you need to first step back and understand that you are thinking about fiction, a probability of a negative event and not the actual event, because we feel as if that event has actually taken place. And this is only one kind of anxiety. I'm talking about the anxiety that comes when you think too much about what will happen in your future and you fear a negative outcome. There are a lot of anxieties associated with past. There are a lot of anxieties associated with your own self, with your own thoughts, with your own insecurities. And I want to cover these one by one because I have experienced all of them in different stages and I know how to fix them. I mean, I can't really say that I am 100% recovered because these things come to you back to back. I mean, with time to time, they do come back to you. But there are a lot of things that have helped me. I was very lucky. It all started last year and I started to fix myself in July. I met my best friend Siddhant and we both sat together and we genuinely spent a lot of time understanding why we think the way we do. And it took me a lot of time to actually sort these things out. So it's already been 11 minutes, so I don't want to take more of your time. But I need you guys to understand that you need to focus on your spirit and your mind as much as you're focusing on your careers. And since anxiety and overthinking is such a common problem, I really wanted to give you all the suggestions that helped me. Of course, I would recommend you all that if you're facing issues with yourself or with your career or with your thoughts, it really helps to speak to your parents about it. It really helped me. I did not tell my parents about my stress and anxiety for 3-4 months. But when I did, I really, really felt extremely light and happy about it. Our parents are our best well-wishers. You might think that they will judge you. You might think they might scold you. But in the end, they genuinely love you. And it's very, very important to share your true feelings with them. So go out. Live a very, very, very happy life. Spend time with your friends. Spend time with your parents. And focus not only on external success, but also internal success. This is 1% of the discussion that I'm about to have in this series. I am very sorry if I offended someone. If you think that I've said something bad, you can email me on mrbharatmehra@gmail.com or you can message me on Instagram as well. I hope that each and every one of you lives a beautiful life ahead. This was Ansh Mehra and you were listening to episode 8 of Take It Easy.